On today's show, GM posts very strong second quarter financial numbers. Tesla goes public with its new secret master plan. And Hot Wheels comes out with one really hot set of wheels. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the daily update for automotive industry enthusiasts. And we start out today's show with some fun stuff. Hot Wheels has been making kids' dreams come alive for decades. They gave us a way to experience all of our favorite vehicles from TV, movies, and much more. And now the toy maker has teamed up with Star Wars to create a car based on the X-Wing fighter. But this is no 1/64th scale model. It's a real deal race car. Hot Wheels even claims it's able to hit 165 miles per hour. The car ship features custom bodywork done by the folks at Hot Wheels, and some of the weapons are even genuine airplane engine parts. Hot Wheels will display the vehicle at the San Diego Comic-Con, which starts today. But if you, or should I say your kids, would like to get their hands on one of these vehicles, the classic die-cast model will be on sale later this year. Ford dominates the market for cop cars, but FCA just got a big boost from the chips. The California Highway Patrol just placed an order for nearly 600 Dodge Charger Pursuit police sedans to replace aging vehicles in its fleet. One of the new highlights for Dodge's police vehicles is a monster 12.1-inch touchscreen that integrates with law enforcement computer systems. This allows forces to get rid of the large computer that normally takes up a good portion of the passenger seating area. The vehicles will be delivered over the next 2 years, so watch out. Tesla's secret master plan isn't so secret anymore. That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
We're going to get a flurry of financial numbers from automakers as they report their second quarter earnings. And General Motors and Daimler are the first two out of the gate. GM sold the same number of vehicles, 2.4 million, as it did last year. But the company's revenue shot up more than $4 billion. Let that sink in for a minute. The same number of vehicles, but $4 billion more. That shows that GM's focus on retail sales is really paying off on the bottom line. Its EBIT came to $3.9 billion, and that's a profit margin of 9.2%. Not too shabby. GM posted a net profit of $2.9 billion, up a whopping 157%. But remember, a year ago it was still paying for its ignition switch fiasco. Even so, that's a big improvement. Okay, let's move across the Atlantic to look at Daimler's numbers. It sold 761,000 Mercedes-Benz cars, trucks, and vans, which boosted revenue by 3%. But its EBIT dropped 12%, mainly because of recall issues with Takata airbags, the cost of a patent lawsuit, problems with inventory, and other legal issues. Even so, Daimler boosted its bottom line and posted a net profit of $2.6 billion. And these numbers show how profitable it can be to sell luxury cars. Even though General Motors sold three times as many vehicles as Daimler, they both raked in the same amount of revenue and almost the same amount of profit. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has been dropping hints recently about a master plan the company is working on. And yesterday, he finally revealed the details. The biggest bombshell he shared is the company is developing an electric semi-truck and bus, which will be unveiled next year. The plan includes creating solar roofs with integrated battery storage. Tesla also wants to enable owners to share their cars, and it's developing autonomous technology that's 10 times safer than a human driver. Musk directly addressed the controversy involving its autopilot system. He says autopilot is available now because, quote, "When used correctly, it is already significantly safer than a human being doing the driving." He says it would be morally reprehensible to delay autonomous technology simply for fear of, quote, "bad press or some mercantile calculation of legal liability." Tesla stock closed yesterday at its highest price in a month. Coming up next, John will be back with You Said It.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Hey, before we get to You Said It, be sure to join us later today for AutoLine After Hours. Our guest is going to be Steve Miller, who is currently the CEO of the supplier company IAC, but he's also a real veteran of the industry who worked at Ford and Chrysler under Lee Iacocca. He's got some great stories on how Chrysler tried to buy Fiat in 1991. And he's got some great insights into the revolt against Iacocca. So join me at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today, live, for some of the best insights into the automotive industry. Okay, now let's get to You Said It. Yesterday, we asked if the VW scandal is going to kill off the diesel in the American market, and that touched off a firestorm. One reaction came from ATK11, who says, VW isn't killing the diesel. Environmentalist weirdos are killing the diesel car. But Janky G shared this observation. Diesel is an awesome technology that cannot be ignored. I doubt that one automaker can kill a technology that a lot of people enjoy using. And as we showed you yesterday in our reporting, diesel sales are doing reasonably okay, if you don't count the Volkswagen Group. Personally, I love the engines and believe they have an important role to play. But going forward, I think they're going to be a hard sell in passenger cars in the U.S. market. Hassan Davis doesn't like the idea of temporarily banning real-world testing of autonomous cars because of that Tesla accident. Since the current crop of autonomous cars should have about half as many fatalities per mile as human-driven cars, this move is a knee-jerk reaction that amounts to a sure death sentence to many unfortunate individuals. You know, that's exactly my take. We lose by waiting. Doc Wolf doesn't seem to be that impressed by the huge torque numbers Ford's bragging about in its Super Duty diesel. 1,000 foot-pounds? Okay, so at what point do you just start using electric motors? They would, even as gas-electric vehicles, use much less fuel. Actually, why hasn't anyone done that already? It seems like that is the next logical step. And I'm sure it's going to happen at some point, Doc, but remember, the big battery pack that would be needed to do this would add a lot of weight to any truck, and that would reduce its carrying capacity. Adrian Glessner must have missed several AutoLine dailies. I was told they killed the Dart. Working for a dealership, I have not seen any new stock units of Darts. Well, Adrian, we reported on this months ago. And just so you know, you're not going to be seeing any new stock for the Chrysler 200 or the Jeep Compass or the Jeep Patriot either. Lord Amadeus wrote in to say, I am GM's biggest fanboy and Ed Welburn is an idol to me, but I have to admit I'm very curious to see what the next generation of GM cars will be like under the reign of a new VP of design. Fear not, my lord. Ed Welburn played a direct role in choosing Michael Simcoe to replace him. Vim Van Acker saw our report on that autonomous Chevrolet Bolt with the cheetah name on the back and says, VW should try to patent that name for the Volkswagen Cheetah Diesel. Well, that just cracks me up. Hey, we love getting your letters and comments, so keep them coming. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.